With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States and Iran offering sharply different accounts of the sinking of that Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. Here's Charles de Ledesma.
Washington has rejected Tehran's claim that the warship IRIS Dena was unarmed when it was sunk in a submarine attack near Sri Lankan waters last week. Iranian officials say the vessel was operating in a non-combat configuration. The dispute has intensified tensions over the March 4 incident, which occurred as the ship was returning from multinational naval exercises in India. The sinking also highlights how the U.S. Israeli war with Iran is spreading beyond the Middle East. Sri Lankan's Navy had rescued 32 sailors and recovered 87 bodies, it says. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. officials making it clear that Iranian vessel was very well armed, possibly heavily armed. Correspondent John Gambrell says the public has not heard from Iran's new leader, but other states have responded to his appointment.
So far, we haven't heard from Mojtaba Khamenei himself. It's expected that at some point he'll provide a pre-recorded statement to people of Iran trying to describe what his plans are. But what we've seen from the Guard, which has long had ties to Khamenei, is just these pounding attacks that have spread across to hit oil infrastructure as well as water desalination plants. And that is the lifeblood of the Gulf Arab states, and we're starting to hear more criticism from them.
Venezuela's lawmakers have been debating a new mining bill that aims to attract foreign investment and rebuild trust after recent problems. Acting President Delcy Rodriguez's proposal reached the legislature and closely resembles parts of another oil reform. This is SRN News. Evangelicals still support President Trump.
The latest poll from the Public Religion Research Institute reveals that evangelical Protestants are the religious group most likely to back Mr. Trump, 70%. The survey also finds that 53% of Catholics and 45% of mainline Protestants support the president 1 year into his second term. Amongst other faith communities, including those people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion, Mr. Trump enjoys much lower approval. Michael Harrington reporting.
Hello, Cathedral, a famous German landmark and popular tourist draw, will start charging an admission fee to visitors. Church officials struggle with rising maintenance costs. They say inflation and rising personnel costs have led to a constant increase in the price of the upkeep of the structure. Gigantic twin-spired church towers dominate the city skyline. This is SRN News. Well, plan ahead for those potential delays as the government shutdown affecting the TSA stretches now into week number 6. Jennifer King says some airports are worse than others, but you might encounter delays and or problems just about anywhere.
Long lines continue at airport security checkpoints in New Orleans and Houston. Travelers complained of waits over 3 hours, and airport officials are blaming it on staffing challenges as TSA agents work without pay due to the partial government shutdown. Jeff Freeman is the president and CEO of the U.S. Travel Association.
The people standing between our aviation system and those who would do it harm, they're showing up, they're doing their job, and they're not getting paid.
New Orleans International is telling travelers to expect a two-hour wait. The Houston airports say travelers to Hobby should plan for a four-hour wait. I'm Jennifer King.
And more details at srnnews.com.